You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I'm picking up the phone again to call my mate Bruce there in Maryland in the United States of America. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Simon, so good to be back. My little catchphrase, good day from the USA. But it's good to be back. How are you?
Well, thanks for being back. No, I'm doing very well. Had a lovely piece of feedback from you from listeners last week. They're just really appreciating the, if you will, on the ground insights and how we don't get a lot of that information here in New Zealand. Oh. So a big thank you from listeners to you.
Well, you're welcome, listeners out there. And if you've got questions or anything about the States, now you know where Simon is. So look him up.
Yeah, that sounds ominous. You know where he is.
But I appreciate the compliments and bring the questions.
Well, one thing certainly on my mind at the moment is the cyclones, and we use the plural. You've had, is it Helena that's hit the country, yeah. North Carolina and the like, and now you've got Milton hitting or about to hit, but it also seems all very political. So give us the lowdown on what's happening, and yeah, that'd be welcome.
Well, let's start with just the meteorological part of all this. We've got, let's start with Helene. First of all, it's called a hurricane and not a cyclone.
now you're picking a fight.
I know, shots fired. But anyway, let's see. It's been a quiet hurricane season, and this is truly a hurricane season, and we are expecting them, and they're not a surprise when they happen. That being said, with Hurricane Helene, it was, 700 kilometers, anyway, it's really long, 500 miles of absolute destruction, devastation. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, who are delegated to do just that, to come into the aid of disasters, hurricanes, floods, things like that. But since things have been kind of quiet, the issues now are that the cupboard's bare because they've been using that money for immigrants, saying that that is a federal emergency management and it's being misspent. And Kamala came out to did a photo shoot because she's running for president, obviously. So she's, you know, don't worry, everyone. We'll give you a check for $750. It did not go well.
And this will be on TV too, I assume.
Oh, you lost your house, your business, your car. You don't know where your grandmother is. Your kids are unknown. But we'll give you $750, which is, in reality, yes, stopgap. And then there's lots and lots of money behind it, probably in the billions. We're looking at probably a $160 to $200 billion disaster. It's going to be a lot. But Kamala,
where's Biden? Where's Biden in all of this? I mean, I know there's an election on. Of course, it's Trump and Harris. But Biden, last time I checked, is still your president. I mean, where's he?
He is our president. Oh, yes, of course. When Helene hit, he waited 3 days. He was at the beach. He didn't want to affect his tan. But he did come back, and he has been in touch with DeSantis for the first one, for Helene. Now, as we're moving towards the next monster, this one is even bigger than Helene. His name is Milton. He has 180 mile an hour sustained winds. That's 289 kilometers an hour sustained. That'll knock down buildings. It's just up to over 200 miles an hour. So you could take that to up over 300 kilometers an hour. It's going to take a direct hit. It's going to be hitting just as we're talking. They're saying it's a category, not a 4, but a 5. And it may go to a 6, which has never happened before. And it's going to go right through the center of Florida. So we'll have to wait and see. But everybody's battening down the hatches. They're trying to DeSantis, he does this all the time. He's the governor of Florida. This is, you know, one of his many storms. Is trying as fast as he can to get all the debris left over from Helena, so they can get ready for Milton. Yeah, absolutely. And in the meantime, Kamala says, came out. I was trying to make a phone call, saying, you know, he won't even take my phone calls. It's just like a spurned prom date or something. I don't know. But and DeSantis responded by saying she's not in the chain of command. Where's Biden? DeSantis has been talking to him for, you know, getting all he needs and the supplies and getting FEMA, what money they've got left after all the immigrants have raided it. And there's all sorts of stupid little bureaucratic stuff that you have to do. But anyway, Kamala says, you know, he hasn't called. And DeSantis says, go away. You're not in the, where were you in the last time? The last three hurricanes, when you built a bridge in 2 weeks, it was amazing.
Well, the other thing, too, so I can imagine that the likes of DeSantis and others, they've got a massive cyclone about to hit, as you say, the second one in as many weeks. They don't want to be talking politics and playing electoral games. They just want to focus on keeping their people safe.
Exactly. It's just, it's, you know, but, you know, she wants to be in charge now, and they're saying no. And let's see what else is going on.
Well, we've got Butler. Talk about Trump. Yeah, he went back to Butler.
Yeah, since we talked about Kamala, let's talk about the Donald. Donald is fine, and
he's fine. No one shot at him this week. That's good. Good.
No, okay. Nobody. There's been no shots, no attempts. It seems like everything's coming in twos, but he's fine, and he went back to Butler, which is the scene of the crime, or the first crime, I guess, if you will. You know, where the shot rung out. People came in droves. They say the numbers, although they don't count numbers, they're counting numbers, was over 200,000 people. And it was really kind of wanted to make it a tribute to the guy who died, Corey Campatori, fireman. An amazing story who, when the shots were fired, his immediate instinct was to protect his family. And he reached for his wife and his daughter and, you know, just dove over the top of them, taking the bullets that would have gone to them. And he unfortunately passed. And that was Trump wanted to pay a special attention. And then when he did get up finally on the stage and the people are waiting, he began his speech by saying, "As I was saying," and the crowd loved it and went crazy.
They would. Oh, that's clever. That's clever rhetoric.
And Elon Musk made an appearance at Butler as well with Trump. And Elon Musk, he is just like, he is the Einstein of the 21st century. I mean, when our astronauts get stranded in space, he can send it up there and go rescue astronauts. He put Starlink in line, so they've lined up at least a communication line. But this is it's going to go on forever, and he's got all his eggs in the Trump basket. So if Musk,
well, it's interesting to me with Musk, actually, because, you know, he used to be the darling of the left. You know, was well liked, as you say, an amazing brain doing amazing things. But as he's, you know, obviously aligned himself more with Trump, but he's also called out, what did he call it, the woke mind virus. He's called out a whole lot of issues. They hate him. They're trying to destroy him.
Well, even Twitter, you know, changed to X, and it's probably the only absolute free speech environment anywhere on the planet that can reach all those people. I don't know.
Well, I saw something on the news the other day or somewhere. Granted, it's that Dr. Phil, is he that psychologist? But he was doing what you mentioned last week, is that he's got his helicopter. And I think he was in North Carolina, but he was mentioning how Musk had given him hundreds of Starlinks and how these guys were flying them into various areas. And I just thought that was amazing.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's like I said last week, when we're down, when America is, when it's the worst, Americans will come to be the best. They're calling this guy, a bunch of folks called the Redneck Marines, and they're coming in with their supplies and their helicopters there was the Redneck Navy. We'll probably be with Milton, I guess. But we're the FEMA money is the big issue. It's like, where'd the money go now that we want? And even the Biden did it again, has been doing it to our national oil reserves as well, which is for reserve for disasters such as this very thing. And that pot's about empty.
So, they've raided the cookie jar. So I suppose that's my last question. Is this part of the October surprise, or, you know, as an American yourself, of course, and a follower of politics, is that October surprise still to come?
That's why they call it a surprise.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know.
The surprise might be there's no surprise.
Yeah, the surprise with Trump in the 16 was that his inappropriate hand gestures with women and things, groping thing. And I don't know what happened. About 4 years ago, Biden wanted to come out of the basement. That would have been a surprise.
We will watch with bated breath, and of course have you on next week to update us on, well, obviously Milton, what's the consequences there and everything else. But Bruce, thanks for calling in and again being part of the show.
Oh, it is totally a pleasure every week. It keeps me on my toes because I have to actually read the news and say, hey, I got to talk to folks. So, folks, get out there. Give me questions. And I'm so glad to be on the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Bruce. And as he suggests, listeners, if you've got any questions around what's happening politically or the whole structure, you know, like what's the electoral college? How does the voting system work? Drop me a line at inbox@realitycheck.radio or text 2057 and I'll pass those on to Bruce.
Thanks. That's great.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.